Welcome everyone on Thomas Edison Radio. This is your favorite radio. I'm Sudan.
And I'm Clément. Today we are talking about the Australia Day because it's a very hot topic among Australians.
Australia Day is celebrated on January 26, making the arrival of the first fleet of British ships and other Europeans land in 1788.
There were approximately 1 to 1.5 million indigenous people in Australia. In the early 19th, there were less than 100,000 indigenous people left.
Some Australians celebrate it as a day of national pride, while others, especially indigenous people, see it as a day of mourning because it marks the beginning of colonization that had negative consequences for their communities.
There were more than 500 reported massacres across Australia between 1794 and 1928. For example, the goriest of all, the most horrifying, the Myall Creek Massacre in 1838, where Europeans raped and tortured to death women and children. They cut off men's genitals and let their brains scream and bleed out until they die.
But some people support the celebration, viewing it as an opportunity to come together and celebrate Australian identity.
For example, we read in class a testimony of a young woman who shares her point of view. First, she says that in the past she went out several years to pool parties on the 26th of January with her friend, and she regrets that no teachers have talked about the massacres of Aboriginal people.
To conclude, Clément and I believe that Australia Day is not a day to celebrate because this day has been a day of suffering for Indigenous people.
It's important to respect their history and recognize the injustice they have endured.
Thank you for listening. This was Sudan
and Clément.